So what transpired this past week, in the vlogosphere, in the YouTubosphere, I've been skateboarding in Taiwan for about 2 years. Oh boy, I want to think we might be pushing three. Because I know that I was doing aggressive inline skates before that. Oh boy, we might be pushing 3 years. I don't even. Okay, the point is not to go back and rehash how many years I've been skating. I've gotten to be known by the local skateboarding community because I'm the old guy who's starting out as a beginner in many ways. Like I say, I was an aggressive inline skates and vert ramps to a degree. I wasn't grinding, but as I've been doing that, people get to know me, and I'm friendly, and I'm authentic, and I'm really actually learning. And so, you know, you've got the 8-year-olds over there learning to do something faster than I am, and then I learn to do something, and I'm really happy about it. And people are like, wow, this American guy, he's actually doing stuff. So I get to be this thing, and I'm kind of a townie, you know, and I'm in the crew, and I'm one of the weirdos among the weirdos that don't all know each other. I mean, we're all weirdos at the skate park. At least we want to be, because nobody wants to be the same as everybody else at the skate park. You know, that's actually an interesting contrast from Taiwan Confucian culture, where they want to be the same as everybody else. So as I've been doing this, I just got an iPhone XR. Which has the new generation microphone. It was a big upgrade as far as the camera quality. It shoots in 4K, but editing 4K video was crashing my old computer. So I'm not going to be shooting in 4K now. And besides, YouTube doesn't even do 4K. But if the phone can easily do 4K, then it really do well at normal 1080 pixel HD videos. So I mean, we're doing 60 FPS and it's actually up to snuff. So I've got the phone that's able to actually do good work. And one of the things that's missing at the skate park is video makers. Everybody wants to be the guy in the video. Not many people want to do the videos. And I am not going to learn all these massive skateboard tricks. I so wish that I could, but I am learning a lot of flat ground navigation on the skateboard. Like I'm learning to just go and stand up and squat down and turn so that I can use a skateboard while I carry the camera with me. So people ask me, I mean, yesterday I was actually in Kaohsiung with Jayan and I started recording video with this other skater and he was there to do a YouTube take also. So we had these two YouTubers doing their annoying YouTube thing at this little skate park in Kaohsiung in Taiwan. It was kind of a funny scene for a little while. It was just, you know, we're all very politely and happily taking turns. It's like, okay, you know, I'm on set, I'm in character, I don't care about anybody else, I'm smiling for the camera, everyone stay out of my way, and then everybody knows the guy because he's local. And so everyone's like, oh, he's doing his YouTube thing, just stay out of his way. And then, like, he looks at me, okay, go, and then it's my turn. And so my guy goes and does his thing while I'm running around doing the weird cameraman video thing, and they all think I look funny. And so Giant looks at me, he goes, what are you going to film with today? I go, my phone. Just your iPhone? I go, yep. He smiles at me because he knows iPhones are that awesome. No, he doesn't, he's got a higher level professional camera, and he uses an iPhone SE, for his normal stuff, but I've got this high level iPhone cause that is the camera. That is my camera. So it was a fascinating day at yesterday while we were doing this. Okay. So I've got this good phone and I've started approaching skateboarders, like local celebrities, saying, can I do a video of you? Now, I want to tell you the backstory on this. I'm a real guy at the park. I mean, I go to the park and people know me. Local skate shop owners know me. I'm in the group of everybody who knows everybody in the industry, like Hollywood. Everybody knows everybody in Hollywood. And so as I'm in those circles, I'm out in this one little tiny skate park out in the middle of the night, and Takino Bearings shows up with the camera crew, and they're trying to get the pro skaters who can't land their tricks. One of the other guys who went with them is trying to land some other trick. And so I'm using my old garbage Android phone to try to capture it for an Instagram story. And he finally lands it. And I've got the only video of it. So I post it for him. We're friends now. And what happens 2 months later, he wins first place with that trick, among others, at a local competition. And I've got the video of that. So we know each other already. And there are so many relationships like that that I've built with people. I've you know, always emphasized the need to build relationships. And, you know, based on trust, based on being a good person, based on being a friendly face, you know, based on trying to lift and not to pour acid on the wounds. There's always trouble going on in every industry, including skateboarding. I'm trying to be friendly with people. And so as this happened, I just happened to catch this on video and happened to catch that on video. And I'm just trying to help as best I can. So now I get a semi higher quality iPhone. And so I can make professional videos with this. And I reach out to some of the local kids that are mini Instagram celebrities. You know, we're talking, you know, 700 friends, 1300 followers, you know, like this. And I say, hey, can I go make a video of you? And it's like, yeah, sure. You know, when are we going to do it? And so we go to the park, we shoot video, and it's not a bad video. And so then I reach out to someone else. Hey, you want to go make a video? And so, you know, as that's happening, I was going to town anyway. Jayan calls me. You want to come to town? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming to town anyway. So I'm like, okay. So we hang out here. We go to video there. And while this is all happening, these videos are coming out. I went to Epidemic Sound. I think it's Epidemic Sound or Epidemic Sounds. And I got the subscription. So I've got quality licensed music for the videos. So I can do the music thing. You know, you can put music in the videos. I can do that. So I've got it's legal and I don't have license issues. So I'm spinning out quality video with new, interesting legal music. So it's not going to get taken down. And as I'm shooting these videos, I'm there with my phone. This guy, one guy randomly, a friend, I did a video with him before. He decides he's going to go do the run. Everybody else is trying. He lands it on the first attempt. So the pro skateboarder Jayan's going, he landed it and I didn't. You know, which is, you know, no fun. Well, actually, Jayan was trying something more difficult. He was trying to do a 360 in the air with a board grab. It was more complicated if you know skateboarding. So, you know, he lands it and does a dance and thinks it's funny. And I post on Instagram. And what's happening is, as I'm celebrating skateboarders, I'm starting to erupt on Instagram. It's small, it's slow, it's a slow explosion, but this is happening. And so when I'm there, the people that I've done the filming work with are happy. You know, my goal is to shine and to smile and to help people smile. I don't want to lean. I want to lift. And so I'm doing good work. I'm patient. I keep learning. And I tell people, you know, I wish I'd kept the camera rolling at this point. I wish I'd done something there. But next time, it's always better. It's tomorrow is always going to be better than today. I think I closed with that a few weeks ago, that I always try to make today better than yesterday was. And I'm determined to make tomorrow better than today was. So I've been busy with this and I've been developing this and I've been doing this. And tomorrow in the Taiwan Special, I'm going to talk about an interview that I had with another skateboarder who's also a psychology student. That's going to be fascinating. See you then.